Lucy was only 6 years old, but bold as a fairy. She had gone by herself 1,000 times about the Braes, and often upon errands to houses 2 or 3 miles distant. What had her parents to fear? The footpaths were all firm, and led to no places of danger, nor are infants themselves incautious when alone in their pastimes. Lucy went singing into the low woods, and singing she reappeared on the open hillside. With her small white hand on the rail, she glided along the wooden bridge, or tripped from stone to stone across the shallow streamlet. The creature would be away for hours, and no fear be felt on her account by anyone at home, whether she had gone, with her basket on her arm, to borrow some articles of household use from a neighbor, or, merely for her own solitary delight, had wandered off to the Braes to play among the flowers, coming back laden with wreaths and garlands. The happy child had been invited to pass a whole day, from morning to night, at Ladyside, a farmhouse about 2 miles off, with her playmates, the Maines, and she left home about an hour after sunrise.